I asked her the name of the guy, how old he was, and how she met him. Because as exciting as it was, safety comes first for me. I don't want him to be a criminal or a pedophile.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 3. And how are you doing, Deidre?
I am, you know, still half awake, but it's okay. All good. How are you doing?
Just another week. Actually, I had lesser assignments, so it was really good for me to take a really long break. And also, it doesn't really help that when the assignment's due on Wednesday and you didn't read a 300-paged book.
Those were the days. I remember that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like no big deal. But luckily, I was able to read it on time and in time for the
quiz.
What
was it about, though?
So this was about Malal. It's about the Micronesians in, not Christmas Island, what is it called? The Marshallese, yeah. So I read about that, and it's really sad because that's where the islands got bombed by the U.S.
So, I see.
And then all these Micronesians, like when they are asked or they're moved to the nearer islands in Marshallese, and also some for education in Hawaii, they all get bullied by the U.S. Saying that they're, yo, you're dirty and you're not supposed to be here. And then like,
I see.
In contrast, you know, if you think about it, U.S. was the one that bombed the Marshallese Islands, and then they became super radioactive and nobody can live there. So yeah, that's basically the story.
You would think that we will learn from history, guys.
Yeah, like history repeats itself. So anyways, okay. Enough of this sad, negative thing.
Yes,
happening.
We don't want to start off with that.
We'll just go to the news. Here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Aha! How are you doing, Uncle Taro?
Uncle Taro, very happy today because we can talk about something very, very important in the US.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Taro got the vaccine already, so it's very, very nice. Uncle Taro don't feel very, very sore or very unhappy. But this one, all the conspiracy theory, people send video on WeChat or in WhatsApp, is put all these big symptoms, you have a big lip, all that. See? Uncle Taro.
Big lip?
Yeah, all the big lip, all conspiracy theories, all acting.
Wow, so okay, he's not turning into a zombie as well, okay.
Luckily, nothing happened. Now we know US is not corrupted.
Okay.
Anyways, let me get into the news. The headline here says it is incorporated with the vaccine that we have in the US. It's that anyone in these states can get a COVID-19 vaccine thanks to several native tribes.
Oh, okay.
The Native American tribes of Oklahoma are steaming ahead of the greater population towards herd immunity. So much that they're opening up COVID-19 vaccination for all Oklahomans.
Okay, that's good.
Because of all these Native Americans, they give many chance for everybody else around them to get the vaccine for sure. Especially in the Indian Health Service, with their small tribal leadership, all their nations get to have the opportunity to have the vaccine. It says here, job done. The tribes are beginning to offer vaccinations to anyone in the state who needs one, understanding that their members are enmeshed in the Oklahoma communities and Oklahomans are enmeshed within tribal communities. Dr. John Kruger, Chief Medical Officer for the Chickasaw, said 30,000 doses have been administered in the population of 35,000 tribal members. So everyone gets the vaccine. Nobody here will get left behind and all. Very safe now. Uncle Taro knows by the time we get the second dose, it will feel very fever.
Oh, really?
Uncle Taro, not very excited. I know Uncle Taro always say that I am very strong and I don't care. No virus can stop me. But after hearing all my niece and nephews and my uncles and aunties, they all begin to very sick. Then Uncle Terror also very scared.
It's okay. Just think of your MSG.
Ah, I can also inject MSG, ah.
No. Let's not inject it.
No, it's fine. MSG is life.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Uncle Terror is just kidding. The end of this news, it says around 700 doses were made available and tribal membership was not required. 100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which requires only a single jab, were made available to the homeless community in the Cortez, Colorado area. As nice. The single dose is ideal for transient population. So,
that's good.
It's good. Everybody receive good news and all these vaccines. So be sure to be safe. Always remember that healthcare workers work very hard for this. So don't delay everything you do and always be vigilant. And please take the vaccine. If not, wear your mask because health is very important. Okay, please be safe. This is Uncle Taro signing out. Take it away, Deidra.
Ah, okay. That was some good news. That was good news that more people have access to the vaccine. Okay, guys, remember, stay safe. Don't be difficult. Yeah. So with the news done, let us see who we... Well, not see, but let's hear from our guest today.
Yeah, we'll have her introduce herself. It's one of our good friends. The land of...
Yeah.
One of the big lands, islands and one of the big land of Southeast Asia called Indonesia. We'll have her introduce herself.
Hi, my name's Crystal. I'm from Indonesia, like Terrell said.
Yeah. And the reason why we picked Crystal is because she's one of our good friends and she has a lot of experience that we're going to talk about here today for a specific topic. But Crystal, how long have you been like going to school or like what's your major and all that?
My major is communications and this is my second year in BYU Hawaii, which makes me a sophomore, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm a sophomore.
Nice. How do you like it over there?
Oh, I really like it. I just got back last week and I'm so happy to be here.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you for having me, by the way. I did not expect Terrell to call me and ask me to be a guest speaker.
We thank you for being here.
Yeah,
no worries.
But yeah, like, is this your first time doing a podcast and all that?
Yeah, first time doing a podcast.
Ah, okay. Well.
So you're feeling nervous?
Kind of, yes.
Well, Crystal kind of told me that she was on radio before too, so I think she has expertise on this.
Oh, I see.
I was 8 at the time, so I forgot most of it.
He left out that detail. She was 8 at that time.
Well, nobody needs to know that, you know? You can just put on one context to another and people will think,
misleading.
It's not misleading.
Yes, exactly.
You don't have to complete your sentences sometimes.
Okay, well, Crystal, if you've been listening to our episodes this season, you know what's coming next?
Yes, I know.
Yes. All right, so we're getting to the segment of Would You Rather with our wonderful guest, just to get to know Crystal a little bit better.
Awesome. Now, here we go. Would you rather spend $5,000 in traveling or on a physical item like a brand new TV?
That's easy. I would take traveling.
Ah.
Where would you go?
Oh, I want to travel Europe. I think they have really beautiful countries.
I think by the time you go to Europe, you're already like halfway through with your budget. So I don't know what you can do with $5,000.
Well, we can always choose one country in Europe.
I mean, you can also pay $5,000 for a tour in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
That works too, yeah.
I like that.
Well, which part of Europe do you want to go to?
Switzerland.
Ah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, looks so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Man, look at all of us just daydreaming about going.
we're too poor to travel anyway, so.
I know, right? Sad reality. Would you rather stay in or go out for a date?
My common sense would tell me to go out more, but honestly, deep down inside, I prefer staying in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. It's just too much work for a girl. I know, for me. to get ready for a date. And I just like staying in. I'd say I'm kind of a homebody. But yeah, okay. I choose staying in.
What would you do though, like staying at home?
Watch TV shows or...
K-drama.
Eat. Oh yeah, K-drama. I've been watching K-dramas lately.
What have you been watching?
True Beauty.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but okay. Okay, cool. Not a bad thing to do. I mean, staying at home is nice too, always. Okay, next question. Would you rather watch a movie or watch the sunset?
Watch the sunset, definitely.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So what if it's watch a K-drama or watch the sunset?
Okay, watch the sunset, get home and watch the K-drama.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess that's like one. That justifies your actions.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Would you rather have a partner who is shy or one who makes you feel shy?
Ooh.
This is getting harder. But I think I would rather have someone who makes me feel shy. Because confidence is one trait that I'm looking for in a guy. So he shouldn't be too shy. That's what I think.
Now, how confident are we talking about though? Okay, like, what does he need to do?
There's a fine line between being confident and arrogant, yeah? So,
yes.
I kind of want him to be, like, confident around people and confident in making decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying, like, let's say you go out on a date and stuff, and then you're like, okay, he decides everything to order and he doesn't think. Is that what you're saying? Or something like that?
No. That is not what she
sometimes.
Meant.
I mean, like, we're talking about confidence, right? You know, you want a guy that knows what he's
talking
about.
Yeah, but it's not like a guy who's controlling. There's a difference as well.
Well, he's not controlling
and being confident. Yeah, it is. If he's the one deciding everything, then yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah, confident with people.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
That's good. Final question. Would you rather date someone with no emotions or date someone who's a compulsive liar?
See, this is getting even harder. Okay, I would rather date someone who's a compulsive liar than...
Oh, dang.
Really?
Yeah, because if he doesn't have emotions, I would rather talk to a wall.
True. Then I guess with the liar, whatever he says, you just know he's lying anyway, so you're used to it.
Yeah, I just think the opposite.
Oh,
dang. Yeah. Man, can I imagine how tiring that would be?
Yeah, communicating sucks. In both ways.
Yeah, if I had the option, I wouldn't date either. But since it's a would-you-rather question, I'd go with compulsive liar.
Okay. What would be the, you know, the drawback, though? What would be the fine line where you say, like, this is enough of compulsive lying?
But then I guess...
He's lying too much.
Yeah. If he lies too much. If he cheats.
Oh, what if it's,
cheats,
like, about...
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm. That's true. And I was just thinking, like, what if it's just lying about small things that, you know, like, it's a joke about this one. Like, oh, did you take the garbage out? No.
That's white lies. That's not compulsive.
No, I mean, like anything that he says is always lying. You know?
Okay.
Like, it's like a joke to him.
Well... That's it for the section. Thank you so much, Crystal, for playing the game with us. And at least now you know who's Crystal and how she's like and how she likes a compulsive liar rather than someone who has no emotions. So.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah. And if you notice, the questions were targeted towards dating and relationships since we're getting right into the topic for this episode.
If you didn't know, guys, we're going to talk about the reality of blind dating. Okay, first, what exactly is blind dating?
I would say blind dating is when two people go out and get to know someone they have no idea about. Like, they never met that person, never talked to that person, so they really have no idea what to expect.
So essentially, like, you'll be set up, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's true. Yes, a blind date, it happens to be a social meeting
between two
people. Yes, of course, you got to socialize. who've never met each other, yeah, as Crystal said. So this then leads me to ask you guys, have you ever been on a blind date before?
Well, here's the thing, like for me especially, I've never been on a blind date, so I've never been set up by someone, and I've never been like into like events of like blind dating. If anything, I think it would be fun to get to know people, but if I'm getting serious, I don't think I want to do blind dates, honestly. I feel like that's not mature enough to do it. I don't know, I don't have experience, so I can't like claim anything. What about you, Crystal?
I have, actually.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
spill the tea, please.
So oh my goodness, but it's not like I'm a pro at this. Yeah, I'm still single, so this is just based on previous experience. I've been on one with someone who I never met before, never talked to before. I had no idea who he was, and it was our classmate who set us up. And then there was also another one. I met this guy before. I talked to him for a bit, but we weren't friends. Yeah, and then our mutual friend set us up. So I would say the first one was more of a blind date, yeah? So I remember it was nearing Valentine's Day. And one of my classmates that I've been talking to for a month, she messaged me asking, hey, would you like to go on a blind date with my guy friend? At first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it, right? But then I remember, I don't have work on Valentine's Day. That's my day off. So I asked my girlfriends if they wanted to go out and do something fun for Valentine's Day. But they were all either meeting their boyfriend, going on dates, meeting their families.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like, if I didn't go on that blind date, I would be at home doing assignments by myself. That's not something I want to do on a Valentine's Day, right?
Man, that sounds very depressing.
I know. And especially, I promised myself that I will try to go out of my comfort zone and try new things when I get here. So you know what? I texted my friend back. I said, yeah, why not?
Okay. Honestly, this definitely sounds like a disaster already, but I'm glad you took the effort, I guess.
You don't know the things that happened after that. You can't say it's a disaster yet.
Oh, spill the tea.
I'm very curious, yeah.
Tell us more.
Okay, so here's the catch, yeah? When we watch K-dramas or movies, when people go on blind dates, they usually just go straight up to their meeting place and
they wait for a person.
Yeah, that's right. They kind of guess which one it is, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, because I only started talking to that classmate 1 month before that happened, I wasn't sure if she's trustworthy or not. Yeah, so I asked her the name of the guy, how old he was, and how she met him. Because as exciting as it was, safety comes first for me. I don't want him to be a criminal or a pedophile. Yeah, so she told me everything, and then she assured me that she would tell the guy to text me 1 or 2 days before this supposed date to confirm, which he did. So yeah. And on the date, he picked me up from my dorm. We roamed around. We had something to eat. But because it was getting darker, there wasn't much to see. Yeah. But honestly, I think he was fun. He was a good guy. So even though we didn't see much, I still think he was a great company. Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't a disaster, Terrell.
Oh, so are you saying like he's not confident enough? That's why you didn't go on a second date after that?
No, I just kind of got busy, and he was also doing an internship. Hey, you asked me, I answered.
Yeah, Terrell. My gosh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing Crystal. Yeah.
That's how it went.
Wow, actually, yeah.
How about you, Deidre?
Okay, well, I have gone on blind dates. Yes. Yeah. Funny thing, my friend who set me up on, I've been on two. My friend who set me up, she did both those blind dates. Like, she set me up for both. Like, the first one was super awkward, and I don't know why I agreed to a second set up by her for another blind date. Okay.
Did you like the first one?
Okay, I'll tell you. The first one was the most awkward one. My friend was interested in this one guy. She wanted to go out on a date with him. I don't know if he asked her out, if she asked him, but the guy that she liked said, we can go out if you can get a date for my friend. She wanted to go out with that guy and had to find a date for his friend. So she went to me. She told me, hey, do you want to go on a blind date? It's going to be a double date. I was like, oh, okay, but who is this guy? And she didn't reveal much. She just said, oh, he's friends with this guy I like and he's really nice. He works in Hawaii. He works at the luau. He's American. He's really tall. So I was like, okay. And then I asked, what are we going to do? And if she was going to be on the date with us, with her own date. And she's like, yeah, it's a double date. So we're all just going to go to the beach and just have fun there. And then after that, we'll go and eat. So I said, okay, yeah, sure, it's fine. The day of the date came, it was after this one workshop I had for one of my classes. So I didn't bother like dressing up or whatever because it's just to the beach. So just got my shorts, swimsuit on, went with my friend. We were supposed to meet the guys at the front of the school. Then we will all walk together to the beach. So that was where I'll see the guy for the first time. Mm. So when my friend, her date was this Asian guy. I think he's Korean or something. And then the guy that's my date is this tall American guy. So I was like, okay, just get to know him. So immediately my friend walked off with her date. So I was like, great. They just walk straight ahead and then there's no proper introduction of me and him. So it's like I had to like introduce myself to him.
What savagery is this?
I know.
Oh my goodness.
Just introduce myself and we're like, okay, talking as we're walking. And you know what's like the first thing he said?
Are you single?
No. Oh my gosh. No.
I don't know. What did he say?
Okay. He said, you know, this is my first date here. I have to tell my mom about this. Like, he literally said that. He's like, yeah, I have to call my mom and tell her about this because she's always asking when I'll go on a date.
Oh, God.
I was like, I already know this is going to be so awkward. And this is just the beginning of the date.
No.
This is just the beginning.
Oh, this is comedy gold right here.
Oh, this is like what actually happened. I am not making it up.
That's why it's so funny.
Sad days. Okay.
Okay, go on.
And then, of course, so we walk and talk. And I was like, oh, okay. You have to tell your mom. I was like, yeah, I'll call her later. I was like, oh, okay. And then he talks. So I just ask, what are you interested in? What, like, you know, like hobbies and such.
I'm interested in girls.
No.
Oh, I assume so.
He said that he likes reading, you know, those fantasy, wizardry, or all those kind of books. Like, that's what he likes to do. I kid you not. Right after he said that, he started speaking in those kind of voices. Like, you know, Lord of the Rings kind of thing. He started speaking and he started...
What?
Yeah, and then he started creating his own story as we're walking and talking to the beach.
Wait, create his own story as in like he just like made up of like...
Like he's talking like that. For example, okay, I'm talking to him, we're walking. And then he's like, oh, the goblins will be coming out from this section. And like that. I was like, what?
What? Like,
what? What?
That's so funny.
So awkward. He was literally creating his own story as well. I'm telling you, this is all in the beginning of the day.
Oh, this is still the beginning. So cringe.
And then, I know, it's so cringe. And then, okay, we get to the beach. Thank goodness we got to the beach. So, like, you know, I can just go and swim. I don't know what he was doing. Like, he was on the sand for a bit. And we all just swam a bit and then chatted. And then we just, like, just talk, you know, small talk, get to know, like, oh, I'm, like, his family and whatnot. And the thing is, during the date, he didn't ask me much on my side.
Okay.
It was mostly me asking him things and he's just talking about himself, which is one thing I don't like. You know?
I think that's so, for all girls. It's not only you.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, aren't you curious about the girl? Why do you only want to talk about yourself?
So, yeah, exactly.
Heading back, we had to stop over to eat. This was one thing I got to know about him as well that I didn't like. So, you know, my friend and her date, they're happily enjoying their time. And the guy went up to the food truck and bought food. And I guess they split the bill and whatnot, which I'm completely fine. Like, you know, when you go on a date, you split the bill. You order together, but split the bill and you can try each other's food. I'm completely fine with that. But this guy, he went straight up first to the food truck by himself, like left me walking behind the couple in front of me, and then he just ran up to the food truck, ordered his food, and straight away went down to sit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, like he doesn't bother asking me like, hey, you want to order together or something? I'm not expecting him to pay for me, but at least like walk with me and order together if we're on a date together. And so I was like, okay, I'm ordering my food by myself. And I wasn't super hungry, but I ordered this plate of fries. He ordered some kind of set meal, you know, those food truck. So his food, of course, came first. He started eating first, didn't wait for the others. And then my food came. And then there was one more thing I didn't like. He looked at my food and then he just picked my fries. He didn't even ask me. Like,
no consent. How? Why?
I'm like, okay, I'm usually the type I share food with my friends, yeah, and all, but this guy I've never met. You are on a date with me. You go ahead and ordered your own food without asking me anything. I didn't even ask you for your food. You didn't even ask me for mine, and yet you just took my food.
Ooh, such audacity.
Oh, yeah, I would have walked away.
Yeah, it was awkward, guys. I was just so annoyed with him. Okay, so fast forward.
It doesn't end there. There's more.
No. And then the end of the date, because he lives in the Halle, you know, the boys' dorm.
Yeah.
The boys didn't even walk us back to our dorms. We had to walk the boys back to their dorms, which is weird. Yeah, so we dropped the boys off, and then the last thing he said to me, he's like, I had so much fun. I hope we can go on a date again.
No.
Like, ah.
Okay, bye.
Like that. I was just like, ah. And then I was like, yep, I'm never seeing him again. And thankfully, I never did.
Yeah, good for you, Deidre.
I know. That was my second year in school. I was like, yeah, no.
Bruh. See,
that's my tale.
See what I mean about like blind dates? It's a setup for a disaster, if anything.
But then you were like, you're so excited to try out as well.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, it's because I've never experienced it before, right? So
Yeah, I know. I actually would like for you to try it out just to see what experience you have.
I'd be honest.
I'll try setting you up on one, yeah?
Sure.
That's right. Crystal, you should do it.
Yeah, getting to know someone, it's fine. I just know every girl I've gone out with so far, they said they've been very comfortable with me. So you can bet at least whoever's going to go out on a date with me.
You're not the awkward one.
Yeah, I'm not an awkward one. So I'm putting myself out there. Am I confident, Crystal? Do you think I'm confident?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, I got a seal of approval from Crystal. So you guys can bet at least.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, okay, since we've been talking about all this blind dating with Crystal's experience, my experience, Jarell hasn't had his experience, let's go to the next segment.
Obviously, it's a lighter episode, so we want you guys to have fun with what we have to talk about or we already talked about so far. And also with this section, we have our friends with their comments and their thoughts about specifically on, I was about to say online dating. It's not online dating. It's blind dates. So here we go.
No, I don't think I've been on a blind date before. Would you say blind dates and online dating are similar? They could be similar in some aspects, I guess. I mean, if their online dating profile is not too descriptive, I guess can be considered similar. But if their online dating profile are very descriptive, it has a photo, then I don't think it would be that similar. Would you recommend going on a blind date? Could work for some people. Cannot say I recommend it personally, but it does work.
So to be honest, I don't have that much experience with online dating. It's just like the mutual app is not really my jam. But I think there are similarities between going on blind dates and online dating in the sense that you have this idea of what the other person is like, either from their profile or from what your friends have told you about this person, but you don't really get to know them until you're on a date with them. That being said, I think going on blind dates can be really fun, but you just can't take it that seriously. Like, it can be really fun, but you gotta just, like, I don't know, just go with the fact that it's a blind date and that it's just going to be fun. And there's parts of it that are a little awkward from the sense that you guys don't know each other very well, but it's kind of an adventure. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
I haven't been on a blind date before. I'd say not really. I don't think blind date and online dating are the same thing, because online dating, at least you get to chat with them a little bit and get a feel for it before you decide if you want to go out with them, right? But blind dating, on the other hand, might be a little bit more risky because you don't know anything about them, or you don't even know how they look like. So I think it's a little bit more risky than online dating. I think I would try going on a blind date. I think it would be fun. And to check things out, you know, have an experience with it.
Yeah, I feel like online dating and blind dates are similar because, like, you don't know what to expect. I mean, like, yeah, like, online you see the person and you're talking to them, but body language is everything. I learned this one time that body language is a way that people can really fully understand someone, what they're saying, yeah. If you really know that person, if that person really knows you, the one that's setting up the blind date, so say if, like, you have a really close friend that knows you very well, and then, like, they'll kind of know, like, who you would connect with better, then yeah. But, like, if it's just someone random that you don't know, like, oh, hey, so, like, you want to go on a blind date with my friend? Like, I don't, yeah, that's something that's kind of questionable. So, yeah, it just depends, so, on who's setting up the date for you.
I have never been on a blind date before, just because it's not my culture to go on dates. And blind dates and online dating, I guess they're similar in a way because you don't really know the person. And I guess when you meet with people, you can find out, like, you know, certain informations. And when you date with people online, I guess there's only also certain information that you can find out from the people. So kind of similar in some ways. Would I recommend people going on a blind date? I guess it depends on the sources. Like, depending on who is the one who give you the referral, kind of, you know?
I've never been on a blind date. So that's for question number one. I don't think blind dates and online dating are similar, only because blind dates, you don't really know how the person you're meeting up with, how they look like. Online dating, you get a picture of them and see their physical attributes. So that's not necessarily the same as blind dates. Would I recommend going on blind date? I think it would be a good idea to just be surprised. It's a fun idea to be exposed and to meet new people. So I guess I would recommend going on a blind date just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So one of the questions that we asked our friends, do you think blind dating and online dating are similar, you know, because we want to see if actually it connects. So what do you think, Crystal?
Yeah, I agree with how that one guy said that blind date, when you go on a blind date, you don't know how that person's like. That's how I feel on blind dates, that you kind of want to know a little bit about this person first, because you want to be cautious. Yeah, it's always good to be a little cautious. Yeah, with catfishing and everything, people lying, faking their identities. Yeah,
it's very true.
It's ironic that the previous episode is about that, so
true.
That's why it all connects.
Yep, at least we established the importance of, like, meeting people in person, especially, like, at least if it's blind dating, you have a trusted friend enough to have enough information that it's gonna be safe, right? So I feel like
experience.
depends on what friend. I feel like that friend of yours is just thinking about herself more than you. So I think there's a lot of differences and similarities in terms of it. Like, if you're meeting the person, yeah, for sure, for online dating and also blind dating, because you don't know who he is, who or she is.
Mm-hmm.
As for the differences, maybe blind dating, you don't know the person a lot, but you have a trusted friend. Maybe trust a friend that will help you on that. And whereas on online dating, you probably don't have, like, references from your friends and you don't know who this person is. And again, you will go back to catfishing for sure. So I feel like there are big differences and some similarities for sure. So yeah, I mean, in both ways, you're just still getting to know someone. You don't know that person. So yeah.
Crystal, would you recommend blind dating?
I would recommend it for people who are in small communities or small universities, because I think it's a great way to meet new people and you have no expectations whatsoever.
Not yet.
Yeah, you just want the blind date to go well. I think it's fun, but like Terrell said, if you want to commit in a serious relationship, blind date might not be the best answer.
One thing I wanted to point out though is that one of my friends told me that if you're set up in a blind date, you know, why would you set that person up when you don't even want to date that person, right? Like, let's say like for me, especially
when
when I want to recommend a girl to someone, would I date that girl though? Like, if you are in that person's position, like you are your guy friend or you're at your girlfriend, and then you're like, am I gonna date this person? Am I gonna reference this person to another?
True.
And then it's funny enough, most of the people do this anyways. They're like, oh, I won't date this person, but I think my friend would. And then you think about it.
See, that's the thing. They do that, but then I'm like, if they did give you someone they would want to date, you'll probably date that person first anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Referring them to you.
Either way, I'm like, it depends on who, like how trusted they are, and that person or your friend especially have to at least date that person once, then you can recommend that person.
And if I wonder how that would turn out.
I don't know. It goes one way or the other, so good or bad. What about you though, Deidre? Would you recommend it to anyone? And do you think it's a good option though?
My experience, it was awkward, but at least, I mean, like, I was safe, I was fine, and I got to know better what I would not want in a relationship, you know, like, this is what I wouldn't want a guy to treat me or whatnot. So, I mean, it is fun. It can be fun for people. Like, as Crystal said, it's a great way to meet people, to get to know different kinds of people, especially in a small place. And I actually think blind dating, it can be convenient for someone with a busy lifestyle.
Oh,
you know, like, someone who's busy, they're so focused on maybe work or school, and they just don't have time to meet people and actually have relationships. So instead of, you know, like speed dating, it might be better to have a blind date set up for them, you know? Like, at least, like, as you said, from good trusted friends, if you feel they would probably know someone that might be good, then it'll be better than going on speed dates and you're just like meeting people. Oh, I've been on speed dates. It's not fun. I don't like it.
Okay. Interesting.
So I would recommend it. You might have fun. Okay. You should try it out.
Okay. So since I'm the person who hasn't been on blind dates, what expectations, or like not just me, like anyone else who's never been on a blind date, so what expectations should we have and what should we prepare? What kind of mindset should we be on when we're going on a blind date? That's a tricky
question. Yeah. That's a good question.
Okay, learning from your previous experience, Deidre, I think if you're gonna go on a blind date, you want to get to know the other person too, like not just talk about yourself. Yeah, because it's about getting to know each other, not about explaining who you are. I mean, of course, you're getting to know each other. You're gonna explain a bit about yourself, but not entirely about you.
Exactly.
But isn't that like dating in general though?
Yeah, I would say it's like dating in general, then.
It is dating, yeah, it is. But a lot of people get caught in that mindset, like, okay, I'm on this blind date, maybe they were forced into it or whatnot, so they make it all about themselves, you know?
Yeah, true.
So you have to remember that the reason why you're on this blind date is because you're getting to know someone and they're getting to know you too. So
okay, fair enough.
You gotta have an open mind for sure, because
that's right,
because especially when you've never seen them, of course, maybe they might not be someone you're physically attracted to.
Okay.
But you have to have that open mind, like, hey, okay, let's not think about looks. Let's get to know this person first. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Have you guys seen that TV show First Date?
Oh, is it like the when the contestants are placed in different rooms and they talk from their rooms to the other person?
Oh, that one's actually a different one. Okay. Oh, okay. That one, I know that show, that one's a different one.
Okay.
Okay, then
what's the one you're talking about?
I know it's a UK show. I watch all of these kind of shows. It's where this people, they want to be in a relationship. They want to meet someone. And they can be any age. They're like in their 20s or even up to their 50s and 70s. They want a date. They want to date again. But, you know, it's hard for them. Yeah. So they come on the show and these people will set them up. They have a restaurant and they'll set them up. And usually they'll have one of them sit in the bar first, waiting in the restaurant in the bar.
Okay.
And then their date will come and then they'll see them for the first time, of course, blind dating, and they'll get to know them. So they'll gather information about both sides, see what they like, and they try to find someone who matches them in that sense. So, like, for example, there was this one time this girl said that she likes a guy who looks like a gentleman, and they went ahead and found one guy who looks like a gentleman. But then even though she found out that while she likes the look of a gentleman, his personality was like
trashy.
So it was like, it's very interesting. I like watching it. And then at the end of the date, they will ask the couple to sit down next to each other, and they ask them, would you go on a second date with each other? And they have to answer on the spot.
Oh, that pressure. I know,
it's awkward sometimes.
Okay.
Because like one of them will be like, yes, and the other one will be like, no.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The more you know.
That's first dates, I know.
This is kind of off topic, but thank you, Deidre, for sharing that TV show. So whoever wants to watch it, feel free to look it up on YouTube.
It is blind dating. Yeah, they never met that person.
And at least you can see what it's like. You can expect at least from a blind date. Except you won't be put on the spot or you're not on camera. So at least it's not
that.
I do have a small question though. So maybe you can help some women who wants to go on a blind date, because I already asked you as a men's perspective or a guy's perspective. So right now, maybe we can help the women as well. What can they expect from blind dating? What should they prepare and what can they do in order to not be too upset like Deidre?
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's another good question.
One thing for sure for women, I always want to make sure that they always make sure that they're safe. Just be sure.
True.
Yes.
You know, so whenever you are going to go on a blind date or whatever, let someone else know where you might be.
Yeah, definitely let someone know.
Always. And this is the same for guys too, you know. Even though you feel you're macho and you feel like you should be the one who's leading the way, you should always stay vigilant in like communicating, because you never know what's going to happen. Like what Crystal said earlier, you might be catfished, might be a murderer, who knows. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be the worst. No, we don't want that.
Yeah, so it's mostly for safety. Do you have anything in mind, Crystal? Expectations?
I agree with Deidre that you have to be safe. Tell someone where you might be going. Keep an open mind when going out with that person. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Like, I'm also thinking about it. I'm like, I guess there's not much of a difference for both guys and girls.
True.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, just take it as an experience where be safe, but also have fun. Broaden your horizons.
True.
Just, in the end, just think about it where, okay, if the date doesn't work out, it's fine. You met new people that weren't in your life.
Yeah, that's right. You could end up being friends with them.
Exactly. Yeah,
just go with the flow, I'd say.
Yeah. Exactly. But I do have another question in mind. Sorry for like putting you guys on the spot, because you guys had been on blind dates, right?
All good.
It's like, since this is a blind date and it's not an actual date, is there any specific questions or anything that we feel that we shouldn't say during the blind date?
Wow, you have good questions today.
I'll actually say for this, don't get too personal. I mean, don't reveal everything about yourself.
Okay. Especially when it's like blind date, you really don't know each other, right?
If
it's a date, then you're like, you probably know this person just a little bit more than a blind date.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, think of it when you're meeting friends for the first time. When you making friends, you don't reveal everything about yourself in one time.
That's true. Know? Yeah.
So sometimes you might scare off your date that way.
Yeah. I would say also don't, like you said, don't ask questions that are too personal. I would say don't bring up marriage and kids on the first blind date.
Oh my gosh.
Is scary, man.
Not that creepy.
I talked about it, but if I were ever in that position, I would want to go home right away.
Or be like the guy that I was on a date with. I have to tell my mother now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No.
Guys, never say that. Even though you're very excited to tell your friends, especially your mom's probably going to be really proud of you. Don't say it during the day. Just
keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No one needs to know that.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I'll never forget that day. Man, I really want to make a graphic novel out of all these experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Just do it, man.
I know, right?
It looks funny in our imaginations for sure.
I know. If I could draw it out for you guys and you can actually see for yourself and you can imagine my expression, because you know me, I have my expressions.
Oh, it's funny. It's so funny.
Yes, but do you have any more questions, Terrell, about the blind date?
I think that's pretty much all that I wanted to ask, because again, I have dating experiences. I have online dating. Oh, we haven't even talked about that, but that should be another
online
episode.
Online dating, yeah.
I'd say like one small thing that I would say that's very similar is that when you're meeting up, like let's say the Tinder or Mutual, it's an you're meeting people who are a member of the church who wants to date as well online. The other sad part, the drawback about this is that if you're not interested enough for the first like three sentences or three chats, you get ghosted.
Oh.
Yeah. So like again, this is another episode that we can talk about in the future. But yeah. Especially if you're not meeting the person for the first time, and if you're able to meet with each other and you exchange social medias, you gotta not deceive yourself sometimes. Because in my experience, I feel like I deceived myself thinking this person is another person, judging by their picture. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not interested anymore. So I'm sorry. I'm not saying that, you know, every girl is not beautiful in the world. But if I already deceive myself that you are like the most like pretty girl ever, or pretty women ever, then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go further than that. So, but yeah.
I think this would definitely have to be in another topic for sure.
But one thing I want to bring up for sure, like no hard feelings to the guys who's listening to this and girls. If you made the mistake already, it's totally fine. Just try to not to do it again. Okay.
Yeah, learn from your mistakes. But when you mentioned though about ghosting, funny thing, I have heard about people's blind dates where the person left them in the middle of the date. So, yes.
That's sad.
I mean, if you feel that you are not safe, then yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Date.
But if you are not interested and you're going to leave the person to pay for the bill, guys, that's not cool. Let's not do that. Like, try to end the date early or, yeah, but don't just leave. Like, this person, like, left the person. They went to the bathroom and, you know, that typical story.
Yeah, that's so petty, you know.
Yeah. And Terrell's just enjoying it.
Oh, it's so funny. Just hearing all these experiences just makes me, like, laugh like crazy.
It's all real life, guys. Remember, be considerate, okay? It's not just about you. There's another party involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm, and, like, one of the most important parts about, like, dating in general is that you need to give consent to each other. And if the person is not comfortable, the other half's not comfortable, then change things. Try to, like Deidre said, end things early and you won't have a bad day, at least. Date, yes, but not a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your advice on this, Crystal?
So I'd say take it for fun. Just like one of the speakers said previously, keep an open mind and, yeah, be considerate.
Well, thank you, Crystal.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, Deidre and Crystal, would you guys or would you girls would go on a blind date again after all of these experiences?
Oh,
I would.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a really bad experience yet and I'm trying to meet new people, so I wouldn't mind.
Yep, just hit Crystal up if you want to go out with Crystal. Social media's in the link.
Nope. Crystal, how about you, Deidre? Set him up. You better set him up though on the date for sure, blind date.
I'm going to look.
I'm down.
I want to know how that goes.
And we'll set you up too, Deidre.
Oh.
What? That's not going to happen.
Oh, so you don't want to go on anymore?
Honestly, if I feel that, if I feel that I want to go back into dating and I have a hard time finding someone, then yeah, I might try it out.
Oh yeah, it depends on the situation, yeah.
Yeah, so as of now, I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's right, no rush.
Exactly. But yes, to all you guys out there, again, if you want to try it out, okay, go ahead, have fun, but always be safe, let someone know where you are, what you're doing, and be open-minded, as Crystal's pointed out, we've pointed out.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Terrell?
I think you've already covered everything that I wanted to say, so.
Oops.
So, I guess, like, friends and family, make sure to always be in mind of, you know, you're not only dating yourself, you're dating someone else, you're going out with someone.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
Especially it's someone that you don't know, and make sure that, again, like, give consent, and always be considerate, always be mindful of what you're doing and what you're talking to, because, you know, you're talking to, at this point, if you want to put it that way, a complete stranger and set up by your friend. So that's the suck part about bad blind dates. But yeah, do you have anything to add? Oh, Crystal, you're good?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, so how do you feel now at the end of the episode?
I feel more knowledgeable listening to the bad experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is real life.
True. Yeah, at least, you know, I've gotten that experience so that you guys probably won't have to go through that.
Oh yeah, true. That's for everyone who's listening here today too, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Learn from my experience.
Yeah, and Deidre's one of the prime examples of bad signs of a bad blind date, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you, Deidre. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say bad, but it's really awkward.
It's, well, you can define it as not a good blind date.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's right. Oh, man.
Well, I think that's all for our episode. So thank you so much, friends and family, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 3. We hope you enjoyed our wonderful episode here. I know I did. Yes. It's super funny.
Yeah, you can hear all his laughs.
Yeah, and hopefully you won't learn a thing or two, especially on blind dating and how you should expect on your first ever blind date or whatnot. And please be sure to follow us on our social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks.
Woo! Mahalo.
It's a wrap.
Bye.